This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 560,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to the latest figures, the WHO warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. He said only aggressive action combined with national unity and global solidarity can turn this. He said cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there were examples around the world where it's been shown that even if an outbreak isn't intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases like measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advanced team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. The virus is believed to have emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan late last year after jumping from the animal kingdom to humans, according to the WHO. Experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. A WHO spokeswoman, Margaret Harris, said one of the big issues that everybody's interested in is whether or not it jumped from species to humans and what species could have done it. She said that we know it's very similar to the virus in the bat. This is VOA News.